Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
So I wanted to talk about the OSX Flashback botnet. Can you tell us a little bit more about what this botnet is?
Sure can, Matt. This is a botnet, and we've talked about botnets before. So that in and of itself is nothing tremendously unusual. But what makes this guy particularly interesting is that it's been seen on computers running Mac OS X, and it's very large. It's estimated in the hundreds of thousands of Macs that are infected, which would certainly be newsworthy if it were PC phenomenon. But since this is on the Mac, we haven't seen anything of that size before. And that makes it notable.
And when did we first see this botnet?
The botnet appeared about, came on the radar a couple of weeks ago. The initial report was from some other researchers, and we've had reports of it from Russia, from the United States, and all around the world.
So this particular botnet, what is it designed to do? So it gets onto your Mac, and then what?
Well, so far, the main thing is getting onto your computer. The malware could be used to alter web pages. It could spy on users. We're aggressively watching it to see what kind of behavior it does perform. But so far, it seems like it has just been spreading.
At this point, for people, and myself included, who are Mac users, what should we do?
Well, the first thing is make sure that you're current with respect to your updates from Apple. Apple has released a number of software updates. Typically, those are downloaded automatically by the operating system, which both detect and remove the malware and prevent further infections from the current variants that we've seen of it. Another thing that you should do if you're not doing it is you might want to think about running some security software, anti-malware software, on your Mac. Mac platform OS X has traditionally not had a problem with malware in the past. The kinds of things that we have seen have been more notable because they existed than from the amount of computers that they attacked. But with a botnet of this size, which you know we've had numbers of between 400,000 to about 750,000, depending upon how you look at those statistics. It does look like this is a very active piece of malware out there, and Mac users do need to take some of the same steps that PC users have been taking for a while now to keep themselves protected.
And I guess, how is it getting on the machine? Is there anything that a user could look out for as well?
Well, there's a number of things. Initially, it came in pretending to be an update for Flash software. Hence the name Flashback. It may also be dropped through fake web pages. There seem to be a number of ways it can get on a system, but we're not exactly sure that we've detected all of them yet. So we're working with other researchers to find out more about that.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for chatting with us about this topic. The ESET research team has posted a blog on the ESET threat blog with additional details. You can also email them at askeset@eset.com and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.